I know you're on the Tea Party Caucus Advisory Board.
That's right.
And can you sort of, what do you see as sort of the Tea Party's role in that organization and sort of the session as a whole?
Well, with the Tea Party Caucus, we set up this advisory committee, and it was a committee that we, the members, decided who would be on it. What we hope will happen, and I think will happen, is that we're going to have an opportunity to talk with some legislators across Texas, and I think the number is over 50 now, some of whom already have what we consider Tea Party principles and others of whom don't. I don't think there's necessarily a purity test to get into the Tea Party Caucus, but what we hope people do on the caucus level is listen to us and try to understand, you know, what the Tea Parties across Texas would like to see in terms of legislation, and almost as importantly, why we want to see it, you know, how our principles can actually lead to legislation that we think are going to be very good for all of the people of Texas, you know, not just a few special interest groups or a privileged few. We think that the kind of things that our principles stand for can be embodied in good legislation that will help the whole state.
And is there a unity about what that legislation would look like? You know, are all the Tea Party groups around the state agreed on what they would like to see out of the session?
I think that, well, let me say this. I think a lot of the Tea Party groups have been meeting as individual groups to determine what their groups want to see out of the session. But I think there are some things that we could certainly say will happen. You know, the Tea Parties want to see a budget process that emphasizes cutting of costs and not looking for new areas of revenue. And so, which means, you know, no more taxes and no turning to gambling as a way to raise revenue. As far as user fees, I think some user fees might make sense. But overall, we want to emphasize making government smaller and more responsive to the people of Texas. In making the budget cuts, what we're looking for are budget cuts that don't favor certain groups to the exclusion of others. I mean, let's face it, there's some folks in our state who really need governmental assistance, and to cut them off with nothing is going to be a huge burden on them. Over time, we think that most things can be done better outside of government than in, but we don't want to see people who are really, truly dependent on government for very important services or, you know, especially if they have disabilities, for example. We don't want to see those cut off if there's not another place for those constituents to go. So that's one thing.
You're not advocating the sort of complete removal of government.
No, heavens no. No. Government has a very important purpose. We just think it needs to be smaller and less intrusive than it has been in past years, absolutely. If people say that we're anti-government, that's not true at all. We're very much pro-government. We just think that the government should be smaller and more responsive and more in line with what I think is going to make sense for all Texans. I guess continuing on legislation, we want a strong voter ID bill, you know, not some watered-down version to protect the electoral process. I think some groups, probably most groups, would like to see some more Second Amendment protections put in place, perhaps at the campus level and perhaps with 18 to 21-year-olds under certain circumstances. I think we'd like to see some 10th Amendment protections to allow Texas as a state to stand up against a lot of the federal intrusion. Primarily, you know, we'd be looking at the Texas Health Freedom Act. We'd also like to see some laws that make sense. And I don't have an exact picture of what that is right now. I know there's a number of good suggestions out there, but some bills that make sense on immigration reform, knowing that it's primarily a federal issue, but there's some things that we could do at the state level. We're not specifically advocating for SB 1070 type of an idea. That's something that you should take into account.
And is there any one leader, maybe just in Texas at least, you know, is it Dan Patrick?
You know, I think, first of all, there's no one leader, and I don't think anybody would claim to be. As a matter of fact, Senator Patrick, I don't think at any point would he claim to be part of the head of the Tea Party. And the Tea Party Caucus, by the way, is not designed to do that, nor is the advisory committee. You know, I think a lot of people have stepped to the fore, especially this year and late last year, in trying to lead discussion of the speaker race, some of which has, I think, been very helpful and some of which I think has has tended to be, you know, you have to think this way, and if you don't, you're a rhino, and I don't think that's a good tack. But by and large, it, again, if you ask most people across the state who either consider themselves Tea Partiers or friendly to that movement, they'd say that there isn't a leader and that it's incumbent upon them and everybody else that they know to make up their own minds and come to their own conclusions, and sometimes that leads us to disagreement. One of the things I think you're going to see in the Tea Party Advisory Committee is that when bill issues come up, we're going to find not unanimity on a lot of things. And I think the discussion itself will be almost as useful as the result. But we do hope that we can agree on enough things to advise the Tea Party caucus to say, well, you know, here's some pieces of legislation that make a lot of sense. Why don't you go ahead and try to push those through?
How much of this is a grassroots movement, and how much of it is what some people call astroturfing?
Well, I think what you see in terms of the sea change of the public determining that, that overspending is bad and smaller government is good, that's very, very grassroots. There's a lot of people that would certainly like to jump on that kind of a sea change and either push their own agenda or, in some cases, make some money off of it. And, you know, that's a natural thing. But the and, you know, that's probably been a little bit more in the last few months than it has before. But the base of everything, what really drives the electorate and what drives people's understanding and desire to change government is still very grassroots. And so the Tea Party you see across the Texas, I mean, I can assure you that very few, if any, are getting money outside of their own groups. I mean, a few might be, but for the most part, I mean, here in Austin, we completely self-fund. And we're not looking for outside funding. We really like the idea of meeting our people, figuring out what they want, helping them to get legislation across that they would find useful, and mostly providing good information. So the base is still very, very grassroots. Like any time, it's America. You know, people will try to commercialize anything, and Tea Party's no exception.